We work directly with Google. We work directly with Google.
So who are you?
LocalSplash.com.
LocalSplash.com.
Yeah. Tyler's got the, he's got that promotional rate. Tyler, are you there? Can you pull up that rate for me, please?
Yeah, I just got on the line here.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Of course. Hi, how you doing today, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And my name is Tyler. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Paul.
Paul, nice to meet you, Paul. I know you were speaking here briefly with Lulu. She wanted me to come on the line so I can apply that promotional rate. We got the Black Friday sale that we got going on. Before I just start hitting you with the numbers, though, did you have questions in regards to the program, like details of how it works or what we're going to be doing for you, aside from just the pricing?
I have a pretty good understanding of how the Google AdWords campaigns work as far as placement and lead generation. So why don't you just share with me the cost per month?
I'll be happy to. It's offered to you on a month-per-month basis with absolutely no contracts involved. It strictly makes us performance-based. And then also, we qualified you for the Platinum Package, which has all the tools needed in order for you to be very successful with our company online. With the promotional rate, I'd be able to get you in at $199 flat. That would be out the door. There's no other hidden fees or surcharges involved, and I would waive the entire programming fee. That is discounted down from $499, and I waived the $199 programming fee. So I gave you exactly a 50% discount on top of the setup fee being waived.
So the monthly rate is what again?
$199 flat.
Okay, and for the $199 flat, according to Lulu, when someone Googles my company name, are you searching for Hampton Restoration, or are you looking for Restore Hampton? Which one are you actually providing the AdWords search on?
Hampton Restoration is the company that she found.
All right. What I'd like to do, if I'm going to even consider this, is I would need to have it done under Hampton Restoration, not Restore Hampton.
Okay. Hampton Restoration. Yeah, we can definitely do that.
It would have to be under Hampton Restoration, and I can share with whomever all the services that we provide. I mean, I actually already did to Lulu. I think I heard her feverishly typing away, although I'm not sure.
Okay.
I would really only have interest in promoting in terms of any kind of front-end optimization as far as Google AdWords search or anything else for that matter, under Hampton Restoration Services, okay?
Hampton Restoration Services. We can definitely get you found on the front page for that if that's how you want to be found. That's not a problem.
Okay. Lose
the services?
Yeah.
Okay, so just Hampton Restoration by itself?
Yep, that's fine.
Okay, all right, Paul, we can do that for you. That's not a problem. And then everything that you're going to be, everything that includes for you, though, it's going to be getting you found inside of your local area as the top recommended option. This way, calls can come directly to you without you having to worry about paying a lead fee or anything like that. You get found under the map section on the front page. What we would also be providing for your company would be, she put here that you said that you don't really need a website. Now, for the Hampton Restoration, that's something that we can generate for you for free. I mean, you wouldn't have to pay anything extra, but that way your clients have something to go to when they're doing searches for your services. And when they call you, you can kind of gauge the calls as they come to you if you want to take on the smaller jobs or the jobs that just fill in the cracks. It gives you the capability of doing that for you, it gives you the capability of doing that because they're contacting you directly and you're not having to pay for that phone call. Okay.
I know I understand all that, sir. You don't need to go over that again and again. Understand that you found me on Angie's, and I understand that you realize that's a pay-for-lead service, which is why you emphasize that particular element. I know that. I know what I'm paying, and I know what I pay a lot. But the leads are, for the most part, highly qualified, which is why I justify it. But sometimes they're not. So
yeah.
Be that as it may, the only thing that's important to me is beyond the name, the lead name that's going to be promoted on the opening name, the Google map, be the list of services that we provide. I'll make sure that the content comprehensive in terms of everything we do, so that no matter what people are looking for, whether it's straight up, you know, renovate a bathroom, general contracting or mold remediation or whatever the case may be, that I want to make sure all the services are listed in a way where no matter what the search, they bring it brings them to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we can get you found for 15 different keywords or keyword phrases. They just got to be services that you're offering. So if you're doing like home bathroom renovations, you're just full on general contracting, or you do mold remediation, mold removal, asbestos, asbestos testing, stuff like that. We can get you found for all the keywords that are related to those services. Kitchen remodel,
okay, so when do
remodeling
I, when,
contractors,
when do,
stuff like that.
Yeah, so when do we, I got it. So there's a little bit of a delay. I'm on a cell phone, and I think you're on a third-party call, which provides a delay when you weigh in. So when does that content get loaded?
So we can get it, well, we would have to take the payment information first. That way we can set you up for what we call a client interview. That's when you sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google, and they would be going over all of the keyword content with you that we would be getting you found for, service areas that we would be programming you to work in, and all, because it is targeted marketing, we can geographically target you by zip code. With the $199, it gets you found within about a 10-mile radius outside of a 10 to 15-mile radius outside the East Hampton area, and then also they'd be going over just small testimonial about your business, like general knowledge questions, to make sure that we're representing you properly on the front page, getting you the correct phone calls that you want calling you for the keywords, of course.
Right now, I just out of curiosity, Lulu worked for I think Splash Media. Do you as well?
localsplash.com. That's who we work for. Yes. It's the same company.
Okay. All right. So you're the same company. You're just not in the same location.
No, we're not in the same location. We're all working right now since COVID hit for the last year. We've been working remotely. The owner is putting the original office is located in Orange County, California, in a city called Costa Mesa. If you actually, typed in like local SEO services Costa Mesa in the search bar on Google, you're going to see our company Local Splash coming up number one under the map for that local search. So if we can do that for our company, we can do that for your company, but we're working remotely until the office gets cleaned from the COVID and everything like that, and then we're going to be moving back in the office, but that time will tell.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no, I got it. All right, well, I'm on an expressway right now going about 80. So I'm not quite sure how we want to do this as far as getting my payment information, because I don't want to put my life at risk doing it.
Well, is there a safe spot where you can pull over safely on the road and I can get you off the phone in probably about 2 to 3 minutes?
You want me to pull over?
Oh. It's up to you. It's up to you. Paul, I mean, if you want to invest towards your company and see how well this works, I mean, I would highly suggest you would do that. But I mean, it's highly up to you. You know, I want you safe. So,
well, let me ask you a question. I mean, as opposed to pulling over because I have to be somewhere and I'm already running late, I'd rather just keep motoring along. Can you guys call me in 30 minutes?
Well, we actually are closing in about that. Okay, so, and we are out of the office until next Monday due to the Thanksgiving holiday. We do have a 4-day weekend ahead of us. So that's
right.
The only discrepancy that I do have about calling you in 30 minutes. We're not going to be in the office.
Right. So you guys, what time, are you in California now?
California right now, it's 2:18.
So you're closing at 3?
Mm-hmm.
You are?
Correct.
All right. All right, hold on one second. Hold on.
All right.
I'm going to have to put you on speaker, all right?
Okay, that's completely fine.
Give me a moment, please.
Yep, take your time.
Hi, Tyler?
Sir, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can. Hold on one second.
All right.
All right.
Okay, so basically, in order to move forward, I would just have to create your business information, like I said, and I'll get you off the phone pretty quickly here. But I do have to get this information before I set you up for that client interview. Now, in order to get you found on the front page, Google, they do allow one primary line of contact for the clients to reach you on. The number that we've been speaking on, the 917-584-5344 number, is that the best number for us and our clients to reach you on?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we have to get you PIN verified inside of your local area. That, to just kind of simplify it, it gets you the little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that your business is located in. I found the address for the business listed as 133 Stephen Hands Path. Is that a business location, storefront, or is it a home address?
No, it's a home office.
Okay, so if it's a home... Okay, so if it's a home-based business, we're not going to showcase that for the public to see. That will be hidden. But what we are going to do is draw a circle around the zip code that your business is located in. That way people know the searching, that are doing the searching, know the general area that you'd be coming from to do the services, but they don't know turn-by-turn directions to your home. So the address is going to be hidden. And then also, Paul, for the account purposes, what's your last name?
Freed, F like in Frank, R-I-E-D.
So F as in Frank, R-I-E-D?
Yes.
All righty. And then what's the best email address to use for you or your company?
It's E like in Paul dot F like in Frank, R-I-E-D, at att.net. C.freed@att.net.
Got it. Okay. And then what are your hours of operation for the company? How would you like them to show? I see on the Angie's leads that you had, it's 8 to 7 Monday through Friday, and Saturdays it's 10 to 7, and then 12 to 5 on Sundays.
What do you have listed Monday through Friday?
8 to 7, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
That's fine.
Okay. All righty. And then also, when you're finished with the job, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients? Can you accept all forms like cash, checks, and credit cards, or how does that work?
Yes. All
forms? Okay. All righty. And then also, did you have any other forms of media out there for your business, like a Facebook, an Instagram, anything like that?
No.
Okay. All righty. I just like to double check to make sure anything that you have other than Angie's leads wouldn't conflict with what we're doing. And then also the, if we would have to get a hold of you for whatever reason in regards to your account with us, Paul, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email?
A phone call. I'd rather talk to them.
Okay, wonderful. And then, so just in case you ever need to get a hold of us for whatever reason, in case you want anything adjusted or changed, you can make adjustments to the account or changes to the account at any point in time. It never costs you anything additional. You just got to give us a call and let us know that you want those implemented. I'm providing you with two contact numbers right now where you can reach a live agent. Me in particular, my number's at the bottom with my extension. And then at the very top of the email, you have client support number. Each of these numbers, like I said, you'll be able to reach a live agent each and every time.
Can you email that to me?
I just emailed that to you right now.
All right.
Yeah, just press the send button, and it does show me that the email did send successfully. It's going to be it's going to be labeled client support. Okay. And then also, Paul, via transaction of the $199, you do get a invoice emailed over to you as a confirmation email showing you that $199 came out of your account and only that. And then also, but give me one more second here. I'm just crossing the T's and dotting the I's, double-checking my work, in other words. Okay. And then in order to secure the listing, Paul, we would just have to secure the payment, and then I can set you up for the client interview. In order to secure the payment today, what's going to work best for your business? Are you going to be utilizing debit card or credit card? What works best for your company?
I'm going to use the Visa card.
Now, does the Visa card have your name on it, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay. And the card, is there any middle initial on the card, Paul?
Yes.
Okay, what's the middle initial?
H like in Henry.
Okay. And then I will repeat those numbers back to you for accuracy. Normally they're about 16 digits. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat those numbers back to you for accuracy when you're ready.
All right. It's 4563100 3720 6079.
And the expiration month and year?
08 of 26.
08 of 26, and the CVC on the CVV on the back.
191.
All right. Now we use what we call a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here. So what that means is the card is coded out. It only shows the last four digits. So before I just code up the card, I want to make sure that I do have everything accurate here. So I do have a Visa, since it starts with a 4563100 3720 6079, and then I have 08 of 26 and 191.
Correct.
And is that car connected to the East Hampton, the 133 Stephen Hans Path address?
Yes.
Okay, alrighty. Now, what I'm going to be doing right now is going over a 90-second voice verification that goes over the service agreement. It's only about 90 seconds long, but it does read as follows, and I'm going to be setting you up for your client interview. Okay, it reads like this. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Paul, this call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash. This is a month-per-month non-contractual. It's also an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?"
Hampton Restoration.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the business.
Paul Reed, owner.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All righty. Thank you. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
All righty. Thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive phone calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. But would you agree to be responsive to our company, Local Splash, in a reasonable period of time?
Yes, but I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
What third-party providers am I now going to receive an avalanche of phone calls from?
You're not going to receive an avalanche of phone calls, but you are going to receive some phone calls from people like when we place you on a plethora of different directories as well during the services. So sometimes directories will call you that we already have you placed on. So that was going to be my next question is if another company gives you a call and they want to do some form of marketing or advertising for you, we would just ask that you would give us a call before making any other marketing decisions with another company that does call you, just in case, to make sure that you don't double pay for a service. Okay, so.
Well, I don't want any redundancy, in what I'm already doing.
Exactly. So that's exactly why we asked that you give us a phone call before. So in other words, it says in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And then your payment for the initial term and account setup, that will be charged today's date. That's November 24th, 2021, in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $199. When your term is completed, your agreement would normally automatically renew each following month on the same day of the 24th, but in that same discounted amount of $199. That rate will never go up on you. However, you can discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we would just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do. What is the billing cycle calendar?
So it would be, since we are running the card today, it would be on the 24th of each month moving forward. and it would be in the same discounted amount of $199. That rate will never go up on you.
Okay.
All righty.
I'm sorry, it's like an interruption.
It's all right.
When do I want to go live?
Okay, great question. So there's different time frames for the services. So basically, the directories, all 60 directories, we get you on those within 3 to 5 business days. And then we also can have the website built for you within 5 business days that we would also send you over an example of on the 5th business day, get your approval on it. That way we could then attach it to the front page. But also the programming you to show up on all iPhones, Androids, and tablets, programming you to the mobile devices, that takes about 7 to 10 business days. And the front page of Bing, that takes 10 to 14 business days. And the front page of Google under the map, it does take a little bit longer. It takes a little bit of legwork because we have to get to the little red dot that falls inside of the map, but we quote 30 to 45 business days. However, if you give it that time frame, though, I can tell you that you're going to be very happy with the services, and I can see this becoming a long-term business relationship for your company.
So you answered a variety of my questions as far as the website. I do have one other alternate question for you, and that is, if I were to want, in addition to the website, if I were to want an email such as paul@hamptonrestorations.com, is that something you can help me with?
Yeah. So what I'm gonna, when I set you up for the client interview, which I'm doing right now, I'm gonna put that in the notes here. That if you want a customized email for your clients to use, we can help you with that. That's not a problem. Absolutely. So give me one moment here. All right. So I'm looking at the calendar right now, and unfortunately, I can't get you in today. So we are gonna have to push it out until Monday. Okay, that's when we're gonna be back in the office. But I can get you in. Let me see here. What time works best for you? I know right now it's around 5:30, but does the morning, afternoon, or mid-afternoon work best for you, Paul?
Morning.
The morning. So I can get you in at 10 a.m. would be the earliest.
That's fine.
Okay, so let me go ahead and program you into their calendar. Just give me one second here.
Who's them? Google or somebody else?
No, so these are our certified technicians that work here in-house from Google. They're scheduled to give you a call, and they're going to be going over the keyword content with you, service areas that we're going to be programming you to work in, and also just a small testimonial about your company to make sure that, like I said earlier, like so we can represent you properly on the front page. Okay. So
that's the individual that I'm going to provide all the keywords to, correct?
Yes, so they're going to be going over all the keywords, and we can all, if you have recommendations as well, then we can, we take those with open arms as well. Obviously, it's your services. You know all the services that you want to provide. So, I already have the ones that you provided me with earlier, and then I'm sure there's more that you want to be found for, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're going to go over all of those. They're going to collect all of those from you. At the time of the client interview at 10 a.m. on Monday, okay? And that's just to clarify the date, that's going to be the Monday the 29th. All righty? Now,
are you going to send me an email confirming the date, or do I need to jot this down somewhere?
We're going to actually send you over a text message an hour before the text, because we're here at 7 a.m., so they're going to send you over, the system will send you over a text message about an hour before the client interview takes place. That way you know to kind of prepare for it, but you don't need to be around a computer. That's just like I said, just a phone interview. Okay?
How long is the interview?
Just about 30 to 45 minutes, but 25 to 30 minutes, but we ask that you block off the hour window just in case. Okay? And then also, Paul, I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the Local Splash team. The payment did go through at $199, and what we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. Okay, I'm excited for it. It's definitely going to be a profitable service. Now, as I stated earlier, you are getting a confirmation email that already actually has been sent over to you. Can you pull up your emails while I have you on the line? I just need to provide you with your username for your client dashboard. And I can do that through the invoice.
One second.
Yes, sir. Take your time.
All right. Yeah, I see the Splash Media invoice. So go ahead. I see it.
All right, so go ahead and click into it. You see where it says about the third line down, please click here to accept the subscription terms?
Yeah.
Okay, so click that right there for me. All righty. Okay, now you're going to scroll all the way down. That's going to show you the services that are included within the program. Now, once you scroll all the way down, under the cancellation and refund section, you see that little box that says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and holder of the credit card, or however it works, it's right there.
Yeah. I already checked it.
Okay, now sign your name right below that. And the DocuSign, so you're going to Paul H. Freed. And once you confirm it, let me know. It's going to take you to that different page that says local Splash username and password.
Hold on.
Yep, take your time.
Okay.
All right, so the username, that's going to be your phone number that we're speaking on, the 917-584-5344 number. And the password, that's also created for you and given to you at the time of the client interview. Okay, and remember, that's going to be Monday the 29th at 10 a.m. Okay, and then once you disconnect with my agents after the interview's over, you can always customize them to whatever you want them to be. That way nobody else knows what they are.
Right.
And I'm also going to be sending you over a text message. It's a YouTube tutorial video of how to sign the or how to use the dashboard, the ins and outs of it. And then also it walks you through pretty much the whole thing. And then I'm also going to send you over a calendar invite inviting you to the client interview coming on the 29th. Okay? But other than that, that's the only requirement that we do have from you today, Paul, until the client interview. But I do want to ask, before we disconnect here, did you have any other questions for me that I can answer or clarify for you?
Based on your experiences, I don't know how many businesses like mine that you've personally dealt with, but once I'm up and running and everything has been processed with all of the key search sites, including Bing, Google, and the rest, within 60 days or maybe less, what should I see as far as traffic?
Well, I wouldn't be able to pinpoint an exact number, but what I can tell you is that with your line of industry, just depending on the type of job that we do land you, like if we land you one good kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, you know, any bigger job, it's supposed to show you a 10 to 12 to 1 return on investment, if not better. Okay, so it's definitely going to show you a large return on investment.
What's the ROI you just stated?
10 to 12 to 1 return on investment.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. All right, good deal.
All right, Paul. Well, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. Like I said, we're going to be closed until we're going to be back in the office at 7 a.m. Pacific time Monday on the 29th. But like I said, if you have any questions, you have our number. Feel free to call into us. We just want to make sure that it's working for you. All right. But other than that, just wait for that call on Monday so we can get the rest of this ball rolling for you, okay?
You got it. All right, Kyle. Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well, and I appreciate your time. You have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.